B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Chof Gimel. We're going to start 8 lines from the top of the Omud. And just before we get back into the sugya, we saw on Daf Chof Aleph Omud Beis there was a machlekes Chizkiah and Rebavo. Chizkiah maintained that the term lo ye ochel, something should not be eaten, which is different to the typical lo yoicha, lo yseichlu, don't eat. It's a different type of a term. And therefore, Chizkiah says that when we have the term lo ye ochel, that means that not only it is osur ba'achila, it's also osur ba'hano, one's not allowed to derive any benefit from it. Rebavo argues the Chizkiah and says that there's no difference between lo ye ochel and any other terms that are used, and lo ye ochel is the same as lo yoicha, lo yseicha, lo yseichlu, etc. And he says that the way that Chizkiah was put down on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, he says that in all terms that are used that say that something is osur to eat, it is also osur to have hanah from, unless the Torah explicitly says otherwise. And we're going to see later on in today's Daf, we'll recap one small detail with that, where it's a little bit different. But that was the Machlekes Chizkiah and Rebavo. On Daf Chof Aleph, we saw the Gemara discussed Chometz on Pesach, where it says Lo Ye Ochil. The Gemara discussed Nevela, and the Gemara discussed Treifa. On Daf Chof Beis, we saw the Gemara discusses Git Hanoshe, Dam, Eiver Menachai, Sheir Haniskel, and Orla. And now in today's Daf, on Daf Chof Gimel, we're going to see the Gemara discussing another number of halachas. Says the Gemara, Vahari Truma. In the parasha of Truma, and we know there are two different types of Truma. There's Truma which every person has to bring called Truma Gedoila, and has to give to a Kohen. And there's Truma Smaisa, which is the Levi gets Maisa Rishon, of which he has to take 10% and give to the Kohen. That's called Truma Smaisa. And the Pasuk that the Gemara is referring to here is actually referring to Truma Smaisa, but Rashi explains that the same applies to the Truma Gedoila. Vari Truma. In the parasha of Truma, the Rachman Omar, the Pasuk says, V'chol zor lo yoichel kodesh. Any stranger, anyone who's not a Kohen, is not allowed to eat kodesh, which is food that is holy, that is sacred, referring to Truma Smaisa, referring to Truma. He's not allowed to eat it, and the Pasuk says, lo yoichel. It doesn't say lo ye ochel, it just says lo yoichel. So according to Chizkiah, it will be mutar bahano. It doesn't say lo ye ochel. According to Rebavo, it should be osur bahano. However, none we learned in the Mishnah. Ma'arvin lenozir b'yayin uli Yisrael b'truma, that one is allowed to derive benefit from truma. It says that even a Yisrael who is not a kohen is not allowed to eat the truma. He's allowed to use for his eruvei tchumin. He's allowed to put down a food item which is truma. And that's clear that he's deriving benefit from Truma. Exactly how you can put down food that you cannot eat is a separate discussion. Rashi addresses that here. Rashi says that, theoretically speaking, you can be shoyel, you can undo the Truma. But either way, even in the state of Truma, where at this point he cannot eat it, it's Truma, he's allowed to rely on it for his Eruv Tchumin. He's having Hanor from it. And in the same Mishnah, it says that a Nozir who's not allowed to drink wine is allowed to use wine for his Eruv Tchumin. So you see here clearly, let's focus on the Truma for now. The Gemara will soon come to the Nozir, to the Yain, that you see clearly in the Mishnah, a Yisrael is allowed to benefit from the Truma, even though it says Lo Yoichal, and according to Rebavo, Lo Yoichal includes an Isser Hanah. Answers the Gemara Omer of Papa. Rav Papa says, here again, similar to almost all the cases we've had till now, we have a Pasuk that teaches us that even though it says Lo Yoichal, you're allowed to have Hanah. Shan Yehosam de Omer Kro, the Pasuk says, Utrumaschem, the Pasuk says, V'nechshav lochem trumaschem kadogon min agerin ukemaleo min ayokev, that it says it's your Truma, which means it's true that it's Truma. And its truma means you're not allowed to eat it if you're not a kohen. However, it's yours. The pasuk that says trumaschem shelochem tehei, you're allowed to derive benefit from it. So we have an explicit pasuk. Asks the Gemara v'idoch, and according to Chizkiah, where Chizkiah held that lo yoichal never means isahana, so he doesn't need the word truma schem to tell me that it's your truma, that you're allowed to have hana from it. What's he going to do with the word truma schem? Answers the Gemara, truma schem de kol Yisrael ka'omar. It doesn't mean truma schem, meaning it's yours, for you to have benefit. No, it means all of yours truma, all the trumas within Klal Yisrael, Trumaschem d'chol Yisrael, all the Trumas Maisa within Klal Yisrael, which is not Yisrael, it's referring to Levim, but all of the Trumas Maisa in Klal Yisrael, that's what the Pasuk is talking about, that Nechshav lechem Trumaschem, Kadogon min ha-goyin u'kamleon min ha-yokev. But it's not there to teach me that it's for your benefit. Continues the Gemara, V'harei Nozir. Let's move on now to Nozir. A Nozir is somebody who's not allowed to drink any wine or have any ben or is not allowed to eat or drink anything that comes from grapes. Vare Nozir. The Rachmon Omar, the Pasuk says by the Nozir, Kol Yamei Nizroi, all the days of his Nazirus, Asher Ya'aseh Migefen, anything that's made of grapes or from a vine, Hayayin, the wine, Micharatzanim V'Adzog, from the skins of the grapes to the seeds in the grapes, Loi Yoichil, he's not allowed to eat them. So it says clearly, lo yoichil, according to Chizkiah, lo yoichil just means don't eat it. It doesn't mean a noz is not allowed to have hana. However, according to Chizkiah, all terms of Isra Achila include Isra hana. According to Rabbi Avohu, lo yoichil should mean that a nozir is not allowed to have hana. Utnan, and the Gemara asks from the Mishnah we saw just a few lines earlier, Ma'arvin le-nozir b'yayin. A nozir is allowed to use wine for his Eruv Tchumin. He's having benefit. He's using this Eruv to allow him to go outside his Tchum. How is a nozir allowed to have hana if it says lo yoichel? So the Gemara is going to suggest two answers. The first one, Omar Mazutra Shani Hosom Do'omar Kro Nizroi. The Pasuk says, that very Pasuk says, Kol Yamei Nizroi, it's his Nazirus, which means that it's true, there's halachas of Nazirus, but they're his, which means that even the things he's not allowed to eat, he's allowed to have benefit from. And therefore, he's allowed to have benefit from the wine, even though he's not allowed to eat it. That was Marzutra. Ravashi Omer, Ravashi says, no, Ravashi says, I learned it from a different source. The Pasuk says, also regarding the Nazir, Kodesh Yeh, that and here's talking about the gadil pera se'ar roishay. It's talking about the hair that grows on his head, that it's kodesh, it's holy, it's sacred, and one's not allowed to have anor from it. One has to burn the hair of a nozir when his nazirus days are over. So what's the Gemara learn from that? The Gemara learns from there that giduloi kodesh, only the hair that grows on his head, has this halacha of kodesh, which is osur b'hanor. Ve'in dover acher kodesh, but anything else which is osir to a nozir, namely anything that comes from grapes and from a vine, that's not going to be kodesh, is not going to be osir b'hana, and so you have a pasuk that says it's mutar b'hana. Asks the Gemara against Rav Ashi, midi ve'in dover acher ksiv, there's no word in this pasuk that's teaching us that only the hair on his head is kodesh to the exclusion of anything else. There's no excluding term in the pasuk. So why would we have thought that the word kodesh is only for the hair and not for anything else? And we have no reason to believe that lo yoichel, according to Reb Avohu, doesn't mean issa hanah. The question comes back, how is the nozer allowed to have hanah from the wine? And the Gemara says, Elo Mechaverto, the correct and the best answer to the question is Kedmarzutra, is like Marzutra says, that we learn it from the word Nizroi, it's his Nazirus, which means in spite of the fact that those things he's not allowed to eat, they are still his to derive benefit from. Continues the Gemara, V'harei Chodosh. We know that one is not allowed to eat the new produce of the year until the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th of Nisan, has been brought in the Beis HaMikdosh. Vari Chodosh, regarding the Issa of Chodosh, the Rachmona Omar, the Pasuk said, V'lechem, the bread, the koli, which is the roasted kernels, the caramel are the more fatter and plump kernels, lo yiseichlu, you're not allowed to eat them, ad etzem ayim hazeh, till the very day, ad haviyachem es korban, aleikeichem, chuk hasoylum deroiseichem, cholmush veseichem. The Pasuk says, till the korban omer is brought, you're not allowed to eat. And it says, lo yiseichlu, You're not allowed to eat chodosh. According to Chizkiyah, that means don't eat it. But it doesn't say lo ye ochil. It says lo yisoichlu, which means that you're just not allowed to eat it. You're allowed to have hanor from it. However, according to Rebavo says that any term of issa achile includes issa hanor. It should be also to have any benefit from chodosh produce. V'utnan, however, we learned in the Mishnah, kaitzer l'shachas, one is allowed to harvest the new produce even before the korban omer is brought, l'shachas, when it's yet unripe grains, in order for the animals to eat it. U'machil l'behema, and you're even allowed to harvest fully grown and ripe grains in order to feed one's animals with it. So you see, clearly one's allowed to have benefit from the chodosh fruit, from the chodosh produce, even though it says in the pasuk, lo yiseichlu, you're not allowed to eat it, according to Rabavo. Why are you allowed to give it to your animals to eat? Answers the Gemara, Omer of Shemaya, Shan Yehosam, here again, it's different. The Omer Kro, we have an explicit pasuk that says ketzirchem. It's a different pasuk. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'marat olem kisavoyu el oretz asher ani noisinechem uktzartem es ketzira v'aveisem es oimer reishis ketzirchem. That the oimer is the reishis ketzirchem. It's the first reaping that you're allowed to do, the first harvesting that you're allowed to do. And it says ketzirchem. From that ketzirchem, it tells you that even though you're not allowed to eat the chodosh, ketzirchem shelochem yehei, that you're allowed to have benefit. It's allowed to be for your benefit, even though you're not allowed to eat it until the korban omer is brought. Asks the Gemara v'idach, according to Chizkiyah, who would have thought that it's also b'hanah, why does he need the word ketzirchem? So the Gemara says, similar to we saw before, ketzirchem dechol Yisrael mashma, it's not coming to tell me ketzirchem, that it's harvesting, it's reaping, that you're allowed to have benefit, it's for your use, ketzirchem, for you to benefit. No, ketzirchem means the ketzira, the reaping, the harvesting of all of Klal Yisrael, that regarding all their harvesting, these halachas applies, that one's not allowed to eat them till the korban omer has been brought, but one is allowed to have hanah. Continues the Gemara, Vare shrotzim. Shrotzim are crawling creatures. Vare shrotzim derachmona omar. The pasuk says regarding the shrotzim, v'chol hasheretz hasheretz ala oretz, all any of these crawling creatures, sheketz hu, they are an abomination, lo ye ochil. Here we have the term lo ye ochil. So it would seem that we're now going to ask a question both on Rebavo and on Chizkiyah, because the term lo ye ochil, even according to Chizkiyah, means you're not allowed to have hana. According to Rebavo, any term of issa achila includes issa hana. It says in the pasuk, sheketz hu lo ye ochil. Utnan, however, we see in the Mishnah, tzaydei chaya v'oifois v'dogim, the hunters, those that trap chayos, which is wild animals, beasts, v'oifois, or birds, v'dogim, or fish, shenizdamnu lohem, that chanced upon minim tmeim, species that are tomei, mutorin lemoichron lenochrim. If you chanced upon them, you're allowed to sell them to a goy. How can you sell them to a goy? It says lo ye ochil. Lo ye ochil means not only you're not allowed to eat these tomei species, you're not even allowed to have hanah from them, you're not allowed to derive any benefit from them. How can you sell them to a goy? Answers the Gemara, shani hosam, there it's different to omakro. It says in the pasuk, it says explicitly, lochem, that's in another pasuk. The pasuk says, v'sheketz ye lochem, mipsaram lo yisechilu v'snivlosam t'shaketzu. Since it says lochem, shalochem yehei, it's allowed to be for you. Asks the Gemara, I hachi, if you say that from the word lochem, it means that you're allowed to derive benefit from these crawling creatures, afilu lekatchile nami. The term used in the Mishnah, that im shenizdamnu lohem minim tmeim, they chanced upon the impure species, would seem that it's only if you've chanced upon them, you're allowed to sell them to a goy. But you shouldn't hunt them in order to sell them to the goy. Asks the Gemara, why? Lekatchile nami, it says lochem, it says you're allowed to have hanah. So why can you not hunt them in order to sell them to the goy? Answers the Gemara, no. Shani hocha de omar kro. The pasuk says yihu. It says v'sheketz yihu lochem. From the Yihu means Bahav Yosam Yihu. They should remain an abomination for you. That means you should deal with them as if they're an abomination, which means do not chase them, do not trap them in order to sell them. No, they're an abomination. If, however, you chanced upon them, you're allowed to have Hanah from them, Lochem, you're allowed to sell them to a goy. Asks the Gemara, Ulechizkia, Lomoli lemichtav lo ye ochel. According to Rabbi Avohu, any term that would have been used to say that one's not allowed to eat the shrotzim would have meant it's also asr b'hanah, and we would have needed lochem to say that it's mutar b'hanah. According to Chizkia, the only reason you need lochem to say it's mutar b'hanah is because the Torah used the term lo ye ochel. Well, if the Torah is going to allow you to have anar from them, why is the Torah using the term lo ye ochel and then writing lochem? The Torah should have used any of the other terms of isra achila, and then we would have known that it's mutar b'hanar. You wouldn't need the lochem. Lomali lemichtav lo ye ochel umaisi lochem lemishra. Why does it say the strong term of lo ye ochel and then need lochem to allow you to have anar? Lo ilichtu ibrachmono lo ye ochel. The Torah should have used any of the other terms besides for lo ye ochel, v'lo yboye lochem, and then I would not have needed the word lochem to permit having hanah from these shrotzim. Omalocha Chizkia, tamed didi nami me'ocha. Chizkia says, this is the source of what I hold. I, Chizkia, what do I say? I say that all other terms of issa achila only mean issa achila, they do not mean an issa hanah. Besides for when it says lo ye ochel, where do I know that from? I know it from here. From the very fact that the Torah says by Shrotzim, lo ye ochel, and nonetheless it also says lochem. So I, Chizkiah, thought to myself, why does the Torah have to say lochem? You're allowed to have anor from it. The Torah never said it was osa b'anor. The Torah only said lo ye ochel. So I, Chizkiah, understood from here that it must be that whenever it says lo ye ochel, it means it's osar b'hanah, and that's why over here the Torah wrote lochem. So exactly in order to teach us that every time it says lo ye ochel, that means isar hanah, that's why the Torah here wrote lo ye ochel and then excluded it by saying lochem. Continues the Gemara. V'harei chometz. And the truth is that on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis we already discussed chometz. We discussed that chometz is osur b'hanah on Pesach, and the Gemara discussed Chizkiah and Rabbi Avohu over there. However, there's one opinion that says that chometz on Pesach is actually mutar b'hanah, and that's Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Bari chometz b'Pesach, Omar lo ye ochel chometz. The pasuk says lo ye ochel, which means according to everybody, it should be osur to have hanah from chometz on Pesach. But Tani, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yosi Aglili Oimer, Rabbi Yosi Aglili is actually responding to those who say that one's not even allowed to have anor from chometz after Pesach. Chometz that was around on Pesach, belonging to Yisrael, one's not allowed to use after Pesach. And Rabbi Yosi Aglili commented on that and said, Tameh alatzmocho, you should be wondering to yourself, hey chometz osa b'anor kol shiva. You're talking about chometz being osur b'hanah after Pesach. You should be wondering to yourself where the source is that chometz is osur b'hanah on Pesach. The Torah doesn't say it's osur b'hanah. It just says lo ye'ochel, you're not allowed to eat it. So you see clearly from that braisa that Rabbi Yosi Aglili, even though it says lo ye'ochel, he understood it means that it's mutar b'hanah. And this is a question also on Chizkiah, also on Rabbi Avohu, who both hold that if it says lo ye'ochel, it means that it's osa b'hanah. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosam over there, chometz is different. The Omakra, it says in the Pasuk explicitly, lo yiroe lecho so'ir. That it's true that you're not allowed, chometz is not allowed to be seen, so'ir, which is leaven, a type of a yeast, is not allowed to be seen by Yisrael. But it says lecho. Lecho is there to teach you that even though you're not allowed to eat it, it's for you. You're allowed to have benefit from it. That's how Rabbi Yosi Aglili understood the lecho. The Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon who argued the Beis Yaglili, and they say that chometz is osur b'hanah on Pesach, what are they going to do with the lecha? Answers the Gemara, it's to teach us shelecha yatoroye, that the whole issa of not seeing chometz is only if it's yours, avl atoroye shelachirim v'shel gavoya, but chometz that belongs to somebody else, which we've already seen in the sugya early on at the beginning of the Masechta, referring to a goy, or shel gavoya, or it belongs to Hektish, there's no issa of bal yiroye. V'idoch, how is Rabbi Yosi Aglili going to learn that the issa of lo yiroye is limited to yours if he learns out from lecha to say that even your chometz is mutar b'hanah? Says Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, Trei Lechok Sivi. It actually says twice in the Pasuk the word Lechok. One to tell you that you're allowed to have Anor from any Chometz, and one to tell you that the restrictions of Bal Yeroeh only apply to if it's yours, not if it belongs to somebody else. Asks the Gemara V'idach, according to the Chachomim, what do they need the extra Lecha for? Answers the Gemara, Chad benochri shekivashtei, v'chad benochri sheloi kivashtei. We need an extra pasuk to tell us that not only a goy who you do not dominate over him, and his money is not considered as if it's yours, that his chometz is not under the restriction of Bal Yeroeh, but even a goy who is kivashtoi, that you dominate over him, and his money is considered like your money, nonetheless, lo yeroeh does not apply to that chometz. Asks the Gemara v'idoch, and how is Rabbi Yosi going to know that halacha? Answers the Gemara, tlosik l'chok sivi. It actually says three times l'cho. So Rabbi Yosi, he learns one of them to say that your chometz is mutabano, one of them to tell you l'cho yatoroya v'latoroya shel acherim shel hektish, shel gavoya, and the other one to tell me that even if it's a nochri, shekivashtoi. V'idoch, but according to the Chachomim, who they do not learn out from one l'cho that it's mutar b'hano, they have one l'cho to say shel l'cho yatoroya v'latoroya shel acherim shel gavoya, the second l'cho to say that even a nochri shekivashtoi is not included in Bal Yeroeh. What do they do with the third l'cho? Says the Gemara, chad b'sa'ir v'chad b'chometz. One is to tell us that the restrictions of chometz apply to sa'ir, which is leaven, what we may call yeast, which is in and of itself inedible, but it can make other doughs rise and become leaven. And one is for chometz, which is a regular chometz, which cannot make something else leaven, but in and of itself, it's chometz and is edible. Utsrichi, and the Gemara says in Beit Adav Zayin Amud Beis that we need the special pasuk, an added word in the pasuk, to say that the restrictions of chometz apply to both of these types of chometz. Continues the Gemara. So we've more or less now finished, we've learned 13 topics, that in all of them there's some term of Isser Achila, and we've learned through all 13 according to Chizkiah and according to Reb Avohu. Says the Gemara, Leime Ketanoi, could it be that this concept, this that Reb Avohu says, that any term of Isser Achila, it also means Issa Hana, and Chizkiah argues with that and says only Lo Ye Ochil means Issa Hana, but any other Issa Achila does not mean Issa Hana? Could that be actually Machlekes Tanoim? Why? Because it says as follows. It says in the Pasuk, and this is regarding the Issa of Chelev. There's different fats of the animals. There are some fats that are regularly Mutar Bahana, and they are called Shumon. There are fats that are Osa Bahana. They're also b'achila, sorry. They're not allowed to be eaten. And it's learnt out, says from the Pasuk, lo yisei chelu, that one's not allowed to eat certain fats. And those fats are called chelev. The question is, are those fats mutar bahana or not? And the Pasuk here that the Gemara is going to discuss is speaking about the fats of a nevela. A nevela in and of itself has a certain level of tumah and is not allowed to be eaten. And the Gemara is discussing what's the status of the fats of the chelev, which normally in the kosher behemoth would be also to be eaten, what's the status of those chalovim, those fats, in a nevela animal? And the Pasuk says, v'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa, these fats of nevela or treifa, ye'ose l'chol melocha, you can use them for whatever you want, for any use, v'ochel lo yiseichlu, but obviously you're not allowed to eat it. So the Pasuk says, Ye'osa l'chol melocha, can be used for any work, for any use. This word l'chol seems to be extra. What's it teaching us? Ma Talmud lo'ima l'chol melocha. What's the Pasuk teaching us that to include that not that you're not only allowed to use these chelovs, you're allowed to use it for kol melocha, for anything? Sheyochel, I may have thought, lemeleches kvoya yehi mutar. These chelevs, they actually go onto the mizbeach, it's part of the korban. So I may have thought that when the Pasuk says that you're allowed to use the chelev, it only means that the hektish chelev is allowed to be used. Is mutar bahana, mutar lemeleches hedya tehe osur. But I may have thought that fats, these fats belonging to nevela or treifa, regarding a hedyot, just a personal private use of an individual, not hektish, I may have thought that they are osur bahanah, Talmud Lomer, that's why I need a special word in the Pasuk, Lekol Melacha. You're allowed to use these fats for anything, not only for Hekdesh, you can even use it for Hedyot if it's not Hekdesh. Divi Rabbi Yosi Aglili. That means Rabbi Yosi Aglili clearly entertained the idea that it should be Osur to have Anor from these Chelev, if not for the use of Hekdesh. And for the use of Hekdesh, it's easier to allow them to be used because these fats, they actually go on the Mizbeach when the korban is kosher. Rabbi Akiva learns from this lechol something else. Sheyochi lemeleches hedyot yehei tohir. He's not learning about whether it's mutter or osur to have anor from it for a hedyot, for personal use. He's talking about whether the tumah of nevela applies even. Do we say it's only yochil lemeleches hedyot yehei tohir regarding chulin? These fats are deemed tohir, and that's what the pasuk would be telling you lechol melacha, that as far as chulin is concerned, these fats, even though nevela itself has a certain tumah on it, but regarding chulin, the chelev, these fats are not part of the nevela and not in that bracket of nevela regarding tumah, and they are tohir. But lemeleches kavoya, but regarding hekdesh, and we've already learned at the end of the first perek that hekdesh is much easier to become tumah. Chulin can only become a sheni. Truma can become a shlishi letuma. Kodesh can even become a revi letuma. So I may have thought that meleches gvoya yei tomei, that these fats regarding hekdesh, they are tomei, and if they were to touch hekdesh, it would make them tomei. Talmud Lomer, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's why I need the pasuk of lechol melacha to say you're allowed to use these fats even for kodesh, and they will not deem the kodesh as tomei. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, the tumah or letara lo itzrach kra. Rabbi Yosi Aglili does not need the posuk of lechol melacha to tell me that these fats are not tomei, even for kodesh. Ki itzrach kra. What do I need the posuk leisav leheta? Just to tell me that I'm allowed to have hanah from it, even when it's used for a hedyot. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says to tell me that I'm allowed to use it and have anor from it, even for a hedyot use, that I do not need a pasuk for. Ki itzukro, when I do need the pasuk for, letumah veletairah, to tell me that even if it touches hekdesh, it's not going to make it tomei. This is the end of the braisa so far. And what we see in the braisa is there's actually no machlokes between Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. They both hold that one's allowed to have benefit from these chelev, from these fats of a nevela or treifa. You're allowed to have benefit from them even when you're having the use of a hedyot, not for the use of hekdesh. And both agree that these chelevs would not make hekdesh tomei. The question is, which one do you need the posuk for? According to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, I need a posuk to tell me that I'm allowed to have hanor, and I don't need the posuk to tell me that they do not make kodesh tomei. And Rabbi Akiva says, I don't need the posuk to tell me that you're allowed to have hanor from it, but I do need it to say that it doesn't make kodesh tomei. Says the Gemara, my love, Bahaka Miflagi. Let's assume that this is what they're arguing about. The Rabbi Yosi Aglili Sovar Loi Soichlu, because the Pasuk by Chelev says that Chelev is Loi Soichlu. You're not Loi Soichelu. You're not allowed to eat Chelev. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds Loi Soichelu Mashma, Bein Issa Achila, Bein Issa Ano. The word Loi Soichelu actually means, like Rabbi Vo said, that it means that you're not allowed to have an Issa Ano. So when I need the posuk v'chi osakra lemishra lenevela b'hano, so when it says that I'm allowed to use this nevela, and the posuk says yeosa lechol melacha, I need the posuk to tell me that you're bechlal allowed to have hano from it, that it should be muta b'hano at all. So he says that I need a posuk to tell me it's muta b'hano. So I need the lechol to tell me not only is it muta b'hano for hekdesh, it's even muta b'hano for hedyot. Rabbi Akiva Sova. However, Rabbi Akiva says, Issa Achila Mashma, Issa Hano Loi Mashma. Rabbi Akiva holds, like Chizkiya learned all along, that Loi Soichelu never meant Issa Hano. We never would have dawned on us that it should be Osa Bahano. Not for Hekdesh and not for Hedyot. It's Muta Bahano for everyone. Vechi Osa Kro. What do I need the Pasuk for? Letuma Vatara, to tell me that I can use it for anything, even for Hekdesh. And these Chelevs, even though they come from a Nevela, they are not going to make Hekdesh and Tommy. So far, the Gemara, it seems from the Gemara that the Machlekes Chizkin Rabbi Avohu is the Machlekes Rabbi Yosi HaGlili and Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara, when the Gemara asks this, Lema Ketanoi, it's normally a question, because we're not so comfortable with the fact that there's two Amiroim arguing in exactly a point that two Tanoim are arguing in. Answers the Gemara, Loi. The Machlekes Rabbi Yosi HaGlili and Rabbi Akiva is not whether the term Loi Seichelu means Osa Hanah as well or not. The Kule Alma, it could be Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosi HaGlili both hold Loi Seichelu Mashma Bein Issa Achila Bein Issa Hanah. They both hold that the term Loi Seichelu refers also to an Issa Hanah. V'hocha b'hocha miflegi. But this is what they were arguing about. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili Sovar. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili holds, Kishahutra Novela, and this is something we discussed on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, when the Torah explicitly allowed having Hana from Novela, he Hutra, only the flesh, the Basar of the Novela, is considered Novela, and is Mutar to have Hana. You're allowed to sell it to a Ger, to a Goy, to give it to a Ger, sell it to a Goy, as we saw in the previous Sugya. However, chelba, these fats, the gidah and the gidha nosher, that sinew, which is also to have enough, to also to eat, those two, they are not considered part of the novela. And there's two fronts to this. That means loy hutru. Number one, that when it says in the posuk that one's allowed to have anor from novela, it only means you're allowed to have anor from the flesh, but it does not automatically mean you're allowed to have anor from the chelev or from the gid. And on the same token, if chelev and gid is not called novela, then the tumah that the Torah gave novela only applies to the flesh of the novela, not to the chelev of the novela, and not to the gid of the novela. So that's what Rabbi Yosi HaGlili holds. He says that the Torah, when the Torah allowed Hanah from the Chelev, it did not, from the Novela, sorry, it did not allow Hanah from the Chelev and Gid. So now I need a special Pasuk here, the Pasuk that we're talking about, of Chelev Novela v'Chelev Treifa Ye'ose l'kol melacha. I need that Pasuk to tell us, Leheter Hanah. To tell me you're allowed to have anor from the chelev. Leheter anor hu da'osa. It comes to teach me heter anor. And to tell me that it's not tome, I don't need a posuk for that. Because in this, if the chelev is not called novela, in order, when in negea, in regards to the heter to have anor from it, and that's why I need a special posuk, it's also not called novela regarding tumah. And the chelev is not tumah, not for hedyot and not for kodesh. So that's why Rabbi Yosi HaGlili says, I need the pasuk to tell me that the chelev is mutar bahana. Rabbi Akiva Sava? No, Rabbi Akiva says, kishahutra novela, when the Torah allowed novela to have hana from chelba v'gidon nami hutra. Rabbi Akiva holds that chelev is called novela. It's part of the, it has the same status as the flesh of the animal. And therefore, when the Torah said that novela is mutar b'hanah, it's also mutar b'hanah to have benefit from the chelev. And I don't need an extra pasuk for that. However, if chelev is called novela, then in the same way as novela carries tumah, so should the chelev. So I need the pasuk, it's a chrol, a tumah v'tairos. I need this pasuk to say, no. Even though the chelev is called novela, it's not in the same bracket as novela regarding tumah and tara. Says the Gemara, okay. Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, according to the way we've explained it now, he says that chelev and the gid is not included in novela. Therefore, they're not tomei. And when the Torah says that novela is mutar b'hanah, it doesn't mean that chelev is mutar b'hanah. And that's why I need a special pasuk to tell me that chelev is mutar b'hanah. And when the pasuk says that novela is mutar b'hanah, it also doesn't tell me that gid is mutar b'hanah. Do we have a pasuk to say that gid is mutar b'hanah? Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, ashkechon chelev d'shari rachmona b'hanah. We know that chelev is mutar b'hanah from the pasuk that we're discussing here of ye'ose l'chol melacha. Elo gid nami name the osir, but regarding gid anoshe, are we going to say it's osir b'hanah? According to Rabbi Akiva, the gid is part of novela, and when the Torah said novela is mutar b'hanah, so is gid mutar b'hanah. The question is only on Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, who says that gid is not considered novela. So when the pasuk says that novela is mutar b'hanah, we don't have such a pasuk for gid. Says the Gemara, Iboy Seima Ochanami da Asr. Okay, could be that Gid is Asr Ba'anah. we don't have an issue with that. And it could also be, you actually learn from a kal v'chomer that gid is mutar b'hano. If somebody were to eat chaylev, the punishment is very serious, it's korus. And nonetheless, we've got a posuk that says that it's mutar b'hano. Gid, if somebody who eats gid anoshe, he's not going to be chayev korus. We can take it for granted that the Torah allows him to have benefit. Asks the Gemara, Reb Shimon de Osar, according to Reb Shimon, who says that Gid Anoshe is indeed Osar Bano, and this is something that we learnt about on Daf Chof Beis, this Reb Shimon, if it's also Bano, the question is, what's Reb Shimon going to do with this Kal V'Chomer? How can Gid Anoshe be also Bano if Chelev, which is a much more stringent punishment, is Mutar Bano? Answers the Gemara, Ikal Mifrach, Reb Shimon will say that I can ask a pircha, I can ask a question on this Kal V'Chomer. You're making a Kal V'Chomer assuming that Chelev is more stringent, as you see from the punishment, and therefore, if there's a leniency there that it's mutar b'hano, it should by default apply to gid, which is less stringent, re its punishment. No. Mal chaylev shekin huta michlole eitzel chayo, toimer begid shelo huta michlole eitzel chayo. There's a stringency we find by gid anosha that we don't find by chaylev, because chaylev only ever applies to behema, to a domesticated animal, to a chayo. There's no issa gid hanosh, there's no issa of chaylev. However, gid hanosh applies to all animals, to domesticated animals as well as to beasts, to wild animals. So if so, says Reb Shimon, it's true that chaylev has a stringency regarding the punishment, and it's mutar b'hano, but it could be that gid hanosh, which is osa even by chayo, which is not true regarding chaylev, maybe it's going to be osar b'hano, to have hanor from the gid. Asks the Gemara v'idoch, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who he did learn from this Kal V'Chomer to say that if Chelev is Mutar B'Hano, of course Gid Anoshe is Mutar B'Hano, why is he not got the same question that we said according to Rabbi Shimon, that you cannot learn Gid Anoshe from Chelev because Gid Anoshe has its own stringency that Chelev doesn't have, that Chelev is only Osir by Behema, not by Chaya, and Gid Anoshe is Osir even by Chaya. So how is he learning the Kal V'Chomer? Says the Gemara, Bebehema Ka'amrinon, the Pasuk of Chelev that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is bringing proof from there that it's Mutar B'Hano, this Pasuk is talking about Behema. That Behema, there's an Issa of Chelev, that's clear, and it's Mutar B'Hano. And in Behema itself, which is the Pasuk where we're learning Mutar B'Hano from, there's no mutar b'chloloi, there's no place that behema has an exclusion from the issa of chaylev. He says the pasuk that says that chaylev is mutar b'hano is b'behema kamrin, and I'm talking about behema. B'behema mias lo yishtari. There's never a case in behema where the issa achila of chaylev doesn't apply, and therefore I can learn a kal v'chomer. If by behema there's an issa of chaylev and nonetheless it's mutar b'hano, so too the gid anoshe, which or kol shekin the gid anoshe, which is more lenient, that it's not got a punishment of korus, of course it's going to be mutar b'hano. And don't ask me that chaylev regarding chaya has a leniency over gid anoshe, because we're not talking about chaya, we're only talking about behema, that behema it's osar b'hano, it's osar b'achila, and if you eat the chaylev you chayev korus, and nonetheless it's mutar b'hano. Gid anoshe, where there's no korus, is also going to be mutar b'hano. Continues the Gemara. And now we've got to make a little bit of a summary of what we've learned. We've learned that the way the sugya started on the Chof Amud Beis, on the Chof Aleph Amud Beis, was that Chizkiah learns that the word lo ye ochel means Isser Achila and Isser Hano. What was the source of Chizkiah? So we saw the source of Chizkiah was from Shrotzim, that it says in the Pasuk lo ye ochel, and nonetheless it says lochem, to come to teach us that whenever it says lo ye ochil and there's not an explicit posuk allowing hano, lo ye ochil means issa hano. Ribavo. So the way the Gemara started, Ribavo said that any time where it says kol mokim, shenema lo yoicha, lo yseicha, lo yseichlu, It doesn't matter what the term is, it means echod isa achila, echod isa ano. It means isa achila and isa ano. Where does he learn it from? So the Gemara there at the beginning of the sugya said he learned it out from the Issa of Nevela, because by Nevela it says lo isaichlu. You're not allowed to eat Nevela. And then the Pasuk says explicitly that you're allowed to sell it, give it to a goy, where that means it's mutar b'hanah. From the fact that the Torah had to tell me that it's mutar b'hanah, you see that everywhere else where it says any term of Isra Achila, it actually means that it's osur b'hanah. That's if you learn it from Nevela. The Gemara then asked that that's all very good, according to Reb Meir, that indeed says that with Nevela, any type of hanah is mutar, you're allowed to give it or sell it to either a regular goy or a geir, which is a specific type of a goy. And so for according to Reb Meir, indeed, where all hanah is mutar, that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us. However, the Gemara asked that, according to Reb Yehuda says that it's true that by Nevela, the Pasuk tells me that you're allowed to give it to a geir or sell it to a goy, but the Pasuk is not telling me, the main purpose of the Pasuk is not to tell me that you can have anah. It's actually to tell me that you're only allowed to give it to a geir, not sell it to a geir, or sell it to a goy and not give it to a goy. That means there's a special halacha that we learn out from those psukim by Nevela. So according to that, Rav Avohu wouldn't be able to learn from the heter to sell it or give it to a goy that anywhere else where it doesn't say a heter that any issa achila means issa ano. So how would Rav Avohu learn his status, his opinion from according to Reb Yehuda? So the Gemara says that according to Reb Yehuda, how Rav Avohu is not learning it, from Nevela. According to Reb Yehuda, Rav Avohu is actually learning it from Treifa. From Treifa, it says that even though it says lo yiseichelu, you're not allowed to eat Treifa. However, the pasuk says la kelev tashlichun oisai, that you're allowed to throw it to your dogs, which is benefit. Now, from the virtue of the fact that you can give it to your dogs, that's not yet enough reason that you're always allowed to have hanah. So Rashi explains before that it could be the Torah wants to teach us that there's a special reward, there's a special mitzvah to give these treifas to the dogs as a reward for something virtuous that they did. However, there's an added word, oisai, lakelev tashlichun oisai, that only regarding treifa you're allowed to send it to your dogs, you're allowed to throw it to your dogs, but you're not allowed to give it to your dogs, that means you're not allowed to have anah elsewhere. So from that word, oisai, which means elsewhere, there we learn that only to treifa you're allowed to give a dog, but any other isuri achila, you're not allowed to have hanah from. And that would be the source, according to Reb Yehuda, Reb Avohu would learn it from Treifa, not from Nevela. So that's a basic summary of what we've learned. And another point that we've learned, in almost all the 13 sugyas that we've learned, whether it's Chometz, Nevela, Treifa, Gidanosh, Edam, Evim, Menachayisher, Aniskel, Orla, Truman, Nozer, Chodosh, Shrotzim, and Chelev, in all these sugyas that we've learned, in the cases that you've had lo ye ochel, which is chometz and shoyer haniskel, where everybody then agrees it's osur b'hanah, there was no machlekes chizki and Reb Avohu. In all the other cases where you had any term of issa achila besides for lo ye ochel, where according to chizkiya, any other term of issa achila does not include issa hanah. According to Reb Avohu, we asked all these questions against Reb Avohu, that in all those cases it's mutar b'hanah. According to you, Reb Avohu, why is it mutar b'hanah? And in each one, Reb Avohu had an answer. There's a special posuk. Either with dam you learn out from mayim, and from Evi Menachai is learnt out from Dam, and Truma it says Trumaschem, and Nozer it says Nizroi, and Chodosh it says Ketzirchem, and Shrotzim it says Lochem. In every case, you've always got a posuk that Reb Avohu said, even though it says Issa Achila, it's Mutar B'hanah. Bottom line, the end of the day, there's no Machlekes Chizkiya and Reb Avohu anywhere. Where are they arguing? That's what the Gemara is going to address now. Mechti, oisvinu kol hanikroi. We've asked questions from all these psukim. Veshoninu, chizkiya Reb Avohu, and also chizkiya and also Reb Avohu explained all these psukim that everybody agrees when it's mutar b'hanah, when it's osur b'hanah. There's no machlekes between them. But my pligi, where are they arguing? Answers the Gemara. B'chometz b'Pesach v'alibud rabbonon and b'shoira niskel alibud divrei akil. There are two places where they both agree that it's osur b'hano. And that is by chometz Pesach where it says lo ye'ochil, and b'shoira niskel. B'shoira niskel also says lo ye'ochil, and they both agree it's osur b'hano. And what are they arguing about? They're arguing about where do we learn it from? Chizkia nofik leimi lo ye'ochil. Chizkia says, and he actually learned this from Shrotzim, that wherever it says lo ye'ochil, it means isachila and isahano. And Rebavo nofik leimi nevela. Rebavo learns out from nevela, from the fact that by nevela it says lo yisoichlu, and nonetheless it says you're allowed to give it, stroke, sell it to a ger, stroke, goy. Where you see it's mutar b'hano, Rabbi Avohu learns from there that wherever it doesn't say a special heter, that any isachila is also b'hano. But the Gemara is now asking a further question. Okay, I understand you're arguing as to what the sources are. Do you learn it out from lo ye'ochel, or do you learn it out from isa nevela, that any, from nevela, that any isachila means isahano? Mechte, however, bein lemar or bein lemar asurim b'hano. Even in those two cases of chometz and Shira Niskel, you both agree it's osur b'hano. May b'nayu. So what's the halachic ramification of your machlekas? Answers the Gemara, there is a difference. And you're right, if Rabbi Avohu's source is from, like Rabbi Meir, the way Rabbi Meir learns Nevela, and Rabbi Avohu's source is then from Nevela, then you're right. Then we cannot find any halachic difference between Chizkia and Rabbi Avohu. However, if you learn like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Avohu's source is not from Nevela, it's from Treifa, there we have a machlekas. Why? Because what did we say before? We said that from Treifa it says that besides for the Pasuk saying you're allowed to give the Treifa to your dogs, it says Oisai, only Treifa is allowed to be given to your dogs. But there are other cases where something that's osur b'achila, similar to Treifa, is not allowed to be given to your dogs. It's osur b'hano. What would that be? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, indeed we learn, like we saw before, that you learn from there that oisoi, only treifa you're allowed to give to your animals, but any other case where it's osur b'achila, where there isn't an explicit pasuk saying it's mutar b'hano, it's osur b'hano. And indeed this is the source that according to Rabbi Avohu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Shoira Niskel and Chometz b'Pesach is osur b'hano, is learnt out from the word oisoi. That lekelev tashlichon oisa, you're only allowed to give the dogs treifa, you're not allowed to give them chometz or shoira niskel, which is two cases where there's an isa achila, somewhat similar to treifa, and there's no pasuk that says it's mutar b'hano, it's osur b'hano. However, according to Reb Meir says that you can actually learn from nevela that anywhere where there's an isa achila, there's also an isa hano, and then according to Reb Avohu, chometz b'pesach and shoira niskel, the Issa Hano is learnt out from Nevela. What's Reb Meir going to do with the Pasuk of Oisoi? That only Treifa you're allowed to give to your dogs, but you're not allowed to give something else to your dogs. What would that be? Any other Yisuri Achila would be Osur B'hano if the, in the absence of an explicit exception, you would learn it from Nevela. What's this Pasuk telling you? It's telling me a case where something is osur b'achila, but the Torah doesn't actually say it's osur b'achila. What would that be? That would be chulin shenishchad ba'azora. If you shecht chulin in the Beis HaMikdosh, in the Azora, where it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that it's even osur b'achila, then there you haven't got a yoichal, loisoichal, something to hold on to and say it's also osur b'hano. So that's what the Oisai of Lakelev Tashlichon Oisai is teaching us, that even Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is Osir B'hano. But that's all very good according to Reb Meir. But according to Reb Yehuda, who learns that from the Oisai you learn out, according to Reb Yehuda, you cannot learn out all Isurim Shebatayra, Chometz and Shoira Niskel, you cannot learn it out from Nevela. You have to learn it out from the Oisai of Treifa. How's, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how's he going to know that Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is osur b'hano? And we already saw this in the Gemara previously. We're going to see it again now. Indeed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chulin Shenishchatu Ba'azara is only going to be osur. It's not going to be osur b'hano min ha-Torah. That's the sugya according to Tanoim. That's how we work out Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Nevela and Treifa. Now let's get back to Chizkia and Rabbi Avohu. According to Chizkia, Chizkiah learns out that the issa of chometz and shayar niskar is learnt out from lo ye ochel. He doesn't need oisoi to teach us that. So what's Chizkiah going to learn from oisoi? He's going to learn from oisoi the same as Reb Meir. He's going to learn that chulin shenishchetu ba'azara is osa ba'ano. However, according to Reb Avo, according to Reb Yehuda, he's learning from oisoi that chometz and shayar niskar is osa ba'ano. And according to him, the Issa Hanor of Chulin Shnitzchut Bazara is actually not Minatira. So here we're going to have a Machleikas Chizkiah and Reb Avo, which is what the Gemara is looking for. Ika Beinayu Chulin Shnitzchutu Bazara. Chizkiah says that I don't need the Oisoi to say that Chometz and Sharon Iskel is also Banor because you learn out from the term Lo Yeochel. The term lo ye ochel tells me that chometz and shayar niskar is also ba'ano. So what's oisoi coming to teach us? Limute cholin shenishchetu ba'azara. That cholin shenishchetu ba'azara is also ba'ano. Rebavo learns, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that learns from oisoi, you learn out oisoi limutehani, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot learn from Novela, because Novela has its unique halacha that's telling us you have to give the Novela as a gift to the geir and sell it to the goy, not vice versa. So you cannot learn the psukim of Novela to tell us that all the surim in the Torah, where there's no exception, is also bahana. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you learn out from oisoi the limutehani to teach us that chometz bepesach and shayar niskal are also bahana, and then chulin shenishchetu ba'azara lav deiraisininu, and then you don't have a pasuk to tell us that chulin shenishchetu ba'azara is also bahana. Here you have a machlekes between Chizkiah and Reb Avo. And as a final note, coming back to Reb Avo, Reb Avo and Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, that Reb Avo said that kol mokim shenema lo yoicha lo yisoicha lo yisoichlu means isa achile isa ano, that's only correct if Reb Avo is learning from learning Novela according to Reb Meir. Where according to Reb Meir, it says by Novela there's muta bahana, even though it says lo yisoichlu, you're not allowed to eat it. And nonetheless, you need a special pasuk to say that Novela is mutar bahana. He learned from there that everywhere else where there's an Issa Achila, it also means an Issa Hanah. However, according to Reb Yehuda, if Reb Avo is learning according to Reb Yehuda, and he's learning then from Treifa that everywhere else where there's no exception, Issa Achila means Issa Hanah, it's not from the words Lo Yoichal, Lo Yisoichal, as he said there. It's actually from the word Oisoi. You learn out that oisoi, only treifa is allowed to be given to the dogs, but any other issa achila is not allowed to be given. He's learning it from the oisoi, not from the lo yoichal, lo yisoichal. Rashi adds that in here at the end of the sugya. And in Mirat Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.